of Parshas Shkalim, Parshas Kisisa, which we're going to read because it's Rosh Chodesh Adar coming up next week, Meretz Hashem. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu it's time. Kisisa is where we find the reading for Parshas Shkalim, which is going to be the maftir for this week's Parsha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to collect the Chatzi Shekel from everybody, all the men over the age of 20. Kisisa is Rosh B'nai Yisrael, as you count them. With kudehem according to their numbers, v'nosenu ishkofer nafsho l'Hashem b'vkodosam v'liyabem negev b'vkodosam. So that phrase, that command, v'nosenu, each person is going to give, v'nosenu ishkofer nafsho, they're going to give as an atonement for their soul, as it were, perhaps as a kapara for the chet egel. V'nosenu is it's all pointed out in the name of the Baal Turim. V'nosenu is a palindrome. It can be read in both directions, vav, nun, saf, nun, vav. And reverse, it's the same spelling, either way you go. And the Baal Turim teaches us a very simple lesson that when you give tzedakah, when you give to an important cause, it's always going to come back to you. The giving and the reverse are both included in that reference in the Pasuk. That's the Baal Turim, that's in his commentary to the Chumash. Baal Turim, of course, the author of the Tur, the landmark halachic sefer, he was the son of the Rosh. In his treatise on halacha, in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Yor Dei, Simon Reish Mem Zayin, he writes, Hadavar Bodek Menusa, empirically tested, absolutely, for experientially, shown to be true. Whatever you give, you will not lose. It's always going to come back to you in some way. On the contrary, Tosav lo osher v'kavod. If anything, it's going to come back to you. The Rambam writes explicitly, lo olam ein adam he'eni min tzedakah. There's never been a person who went poor, who was impoverished because of the tzedakah that he gave. And the Medrash writes, kol mi she'itzen lemitzvah einu mechasen lechasav. When you give to a mitzvah purpose, when you give to a mitzvah cause, it will not. It may look in the short term that there's a deduction, but in the long term, you will not find that you've lost anything. That's what the Baal Turim says on this palindrome. Interestingly, the Chida says we also have a remez from this pasuk to something that's written in the name of the Mekubalim in the Sefer Smichas Chachamim, that when a person already decides to give tzedakah, they just make the commitment. They haven't actually delivered the money, given it to the gabbai, put it in the pushka, v'nosenu. V'nosenu is already past tense, right? It hasn't happened yet. The pasuk hasn't happened yet. V'nosenu already in past tense, take it from Yad Mishamayim, Yorika Lo Bracha, immediately. It's already destined, it's already on the way, the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has as reward for him, as if it's already a foregone conclusion before the person has even given the tzedakah. But I want to add a fascinating insight that the Vilna Gaon adds to our understanding of this pasuk V'nosenu. Now, as I mentioned, I think in the past, the Vilna Gaon in his unparalleled genius, often demonstrated new levels of profundity and understanding in the Pasuk, understanding of the Pesukim. The Vilna Gaon saw such an integration, a natural, seamless connection between Torah Shel Ksav and Torah Shel Baal Peh, that they say by the end of his life, in his final days, he just had a Chumash. He didn't need a Gemara, he didn't need a Rambam, because he could just go through the Pesukim and see the infinite depth and wisdom that's contained in a whole Shas, there embedded in the Pesukim. So here's an example. He notes that the trop on that word, v'nosenu, v'nosenu, ish kofer, it's a kadma v'azla. V'nosenu, kadma v'azla. So another place where he notes the importance of referencing the trop, Mr. Glinter shared it with me when he was at, I think, his son's house for Shabbos, Parsha Shemos. We find a kadma v'azla on the pasuk over there, by moru eschayehem, b'avodah kasha. They made their lives miserable with the difficult work. Vayimoru eschayehem, kadma v'azla. Kadma v'azla, the gematria of kadma v'azla is 190. The remez in that pasuk is that originally Hashem had decreed in the Bris Milah of Sarim, he told Avraham Avinu, your children will be enslaved for 400 years. We know that they didn't actually spend 400 years in slavery. They were actually only there for 210. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom, go back on his word? No, on the contrary. What the pasuk is trying to tell us is that the Egyptians packed so much hard work into those 210 years that kadma v'azla, that's Aramaic for get up and go. That's exactly what it means. Like kodem, to leave early, the gematria of kadma v'azla, 190, because they left 190 years early due to that increase in the pressure of the work. Brilliant, brilliant, just to notice that in the trump and the pasuk. Over here also he notes v'nosenu is a kadma v'azla. And he references a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnan Aleph Amud Beis. There was the story goes as follows. It is Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya says to his wife, Ki asa anya agdimile rifta. When you see that a poor man is coming. Don't wait for him to knock on the door and ask for what he whatever he needs. If you see him coming out the window, go out the door and greet him with a loaf of bread and provide him with his needs. Why? Ki hechi delakadmu levanecha. In order that when your children need to collect tzedakah, others will be makdim. They'll run and go ahead and provide their needs. Amrlei melech kalaitzlu. Are you cursing me? Are you cursing my children? What kind of piece of advice is that? That's terrible. Amrlo kruksiv. It's a pasuk. He's referencing a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. This is by the mitzvah of tzedakah. You should give, certainly give. Don't have any regrets or resentment when you give the ani tzedakah. Why? Because of this, in order that you should be able to provide the needs of others, that's why Hashem is giving you the money in the first place, so that you'll be successful and you'll be able to share it with others. For that purpose, he says, biglal is a reference to Tanavir Bishmal, galgal hu shacholzu ba'olam. There's a wheel of fortune. Maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know. I have to ask Pat Sajak. So the wheel of fortune, ki beglal hadavar hazeh, for that galgal, for that wheel, for that rotation, that cycle in our world, one generation could be rich, one generation could be poor, and it reverses itself. So I'm not cursing you. I'm telling you this is the way of the world. What can you say? So explains the Vilna Gaon, v'nosenu kadma v'azla, as Reb Chiya tells her, go out and greet the ani, give before he even has a chance to ask, because in the future that there'll be a bracha that your children will have that privilege as well. V'nosenu, and you will give kadma v'azla, a special skula will result. Now, perhaps it's a little bit disconcerting. You see this Gemara, a little bit scary. Just to make it even worse, I was thinking this morning, how interesting is it? The only place in the Torah, right after this v'nosenu, it says that ashir lo yarveh v'hadal lo yamit. It's the only time in the Torah. Many mitzvahs cost money. This one doesn't even cost that much. Nevertheless, the Torah says that a rich person may not give any more, and a poor person may not give any less. So, on the one hand, you see once again there's that galgal. The rich people, the poor people, everyone is contributing. So maybe it's a little bit of chizik that even the poor will ultimately be elevated. They'll be blessed as well. They'll have their time to shine. They'll have their increase in fortune in the future. But again, the galgal hachozer is emphasizing that pasuk. However, with a little bit of a rosier approach, it is Shabbos Mevarchim. As I said, it's almost Chodesh Adar, and when we recite the Shabbos Mevarchim Yiratzon, so it's been observed that in all the things that we daven for, Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shel Shalom, Chaim Shel Tova, and so forth, there's one that we ask for twice, Chaim Shish Bem Yer Shemayim, right? And then again we ask for Chaim Shnei Bono Avos Torah V'Yer Shemayim. What's the pshat? I have a list of about 10 different answers. It's a great question. One thing on the list, I think the first thing on my list, I think Reb Nevensal, the Rav of the old city, quotes the name of his father. It's a tosof, it's a mistake. You know, scribal error accidentally got in there. Again, like I said last night, I'm not that cynical, but it may be true. But there's another answer that is very profound. You ask for Chaim Shel Shalom, you ask for Chaim Shel Tova, bracha, all the wonderful things you ask for, Chaim Shish from Yer Shemayim, Yiras Chet, accolades of awe and fear of heaven, and so forth, Chaim Shel Osher V'Chavod. And right in the middle there, you also ask for a life of wealth and honor. So the Mepharshim say, once you ask for that, you better ask for Yer Shemayim again. You better ask for Yer Shemayim again, because Ashiras comes with its own set of challenges and its own difficulties in maintaining the appropriate balance and moderation and understanding what it's there for. Maybe that's the pshat the pasuk. Ki biglal hadavar hazeh. Sometimes people get the money and they don't know that it's really there just to share with other people. They get the money and they squander it in a way that was never intended. And chas v'shalom, you know, it could end up with a poor result. We'll just close with the Sfasem. Sfasem says, to make the story not quite as sharp, when he says, if you are makdim the money, kadim avazla, you go out and meet the needs of the ani before the ani even asks for it, he's not saying that in the future your children will be poor and they'll suffer, but maybe someone will come and help them out. No, he's saying that if you are makdim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be makdim to your children, to your grandchildren, so that they never even need to go and knock on the doors and ask for help, because the bracha will already be there waiting for them in the schus of you not waiting for the ani to ask in the first place. Amen.